It's time now for the 18th Man with Sean Hunter, who is back by popular demand. And this morning, we'll be wrapping up all the action from week one of the preseason challenge and previewing games for week two. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Antoine. How are you, mate?
Great. It's great. Footy's back.
Glad to have it back, mate. It was a great weekend and good to have footy on the TV. Didn't leave the couch for 3.5 days, which was just fine by me.
Sounds like a perfect weekend. How did you get away with that?
I had to do a few bits of yard work, but that's about it, mate. Once the yard work was done, it was all ready to go.
Fantastic. Well, we had a few cracking games over the weekend and a handful of runaway wins.
We did, mate. We did, including the team of Up for All of Queensland, which we'll get to later.
All right. Well, let's start with the Bulldogs v Storm. Bulldogs 24 over the Storm 12.
Yeah, but interesting game, mate. A lot of young stars in there for both teams, but ultimately it was Gus's Bulldogs that came out on top. So good way to kick off the season for the Bulldogs. Joseph O'Neill really shined for the young Bulldogs, and there was a really great try by young Blake Wilson with a little in and away late in the game, which was nice to see. And also it was really awesome to see Pappenhausen scoring a late try in the first half with speed that we were a bit worried that he might have lost. So I think everyone was happy with that and brought the Storm back into it. But ultimately, the Bulldogs got away with it in the end.
And we've got the Knights 44 over the Sharks 18. Convincing win there.
It was, mate. It's a bit misleading, though. The Sharks were missing a host of big guns to the All-Stars game. You know, Nico Hines, Trindle, as well as a lot of their outside backs and forwards were sort of playing in that All-Stars game. But the Knights played well. They were also missing a few guys. But Englishman Will Price really had a big game on debut for them. You know, sort of presents Adam O'Brien, the Knights coach, with a lot of selection headaches with, you know, Phoenix Crossland and Brayley back from injury. You've got, you know, Will Price and Hastings and Tyson Gamble all sort of vying for spots in the spine. So good selection headaches for the Knights coach.
Well, I know it's early days, but it could be a good year for the Knights.
Could be, but hopefully not.
All right, let's move over to the Roosters 36 and the Manly 22.
Mate, this was a really good game. A lot of slick tries and a very understrength Manly really went toe-to-toe with what I think is basically a full-strength Roosters team. A lot of work for Trent Robinson's team in defence to get ready for round one. And, yeah, this week, yeah, we'll go through that trial a little bit later, but leading into Vegas, they don't really have as good of a preparation that they would like. And you would have thought that this Roosters team, after the start they had last year, would want to really work hard on that, and it just hasn't come to fruition. And, yeah, still a long season, so we'll see how it goes.
Moving to the Raiders, 36, and Eels, 16.
Yeah, both teams missing a lot of their stars in this game. But, yeah, there was an awesome try where Danny Levi fumbles it and, you know, makes do with a little chip kick into the corner for Ricky Stewart's son, which was a nice moment. But that was just a really genuine trial that you're probably used to seeing in yesteryear prior to the preseason challenge. So good for the Raiders to get an early win, but not reading too much into that just yet.
A bit of a runaway with the Rabbitohs 28 and Dragons 6.
Well, yeah, the less said, the better about this Dragons team. An absolute rabble, a rabble of an organisation. Without Ben Hunt on the field, they look deplorable. And the Rabbitohs forwards just run rampant all over them. Let's just move on and forget that even happened.
So let's move to the Tigers and Warriors. And 2 points, Tigers 18 and Warriors 16.
Yep, and if you're a Tigers fan that didn't watch the game, you might be excited, but geez, they were lucky to get away with this one, really. The Warriors had a player sent off with 20 minutes left, so, you know, one player down for 60 minutes. Unlimited interchange, so it probably didn't have as big of an impact as it would have normally, but still plenty of space for the Tigers that they just didn't capitalise on. But the Benji Marshall era gets off to a good start with a win, and Roger Duivasa-Sheck made his long-awaited return to the Warriors and had some good touches there too. So plenty to look forward to for the Warriors and probably not so much for the Tigers, even though they got a win. But, yeah, you can only play what's in front of you.
Well, it's 1-for-1, 100% victories. You may as well just drop the mic and walk.
That's it. Retire champ.
And moving on to the Broncos. There's a bit of a runaway. Seems like a good game on the weekend. 46 and the Cowboys 20.
Well, yeah, one thing that I'm always known for saying, Antoine, is that trial form is so important. leading into a season. And this was a statement game from the Broncos. And look, I think we're all in agreement here that this is Reece Walsh's world and we just live in it. You know, it was a master display from the young fullback and basically the whole team. Cobbo looked strong in the centres too, so I was quite happy with that. I think there's still a little bit of work to do on his defence, but definitely in attack, there's a point of difference for the Broncos to isolate during games. Look, the Cowboys team hardly had any of their starting team in there, if we want to be frank. But like I said about the Tigers, you can only play what's in front of you, and the Broncos demolished what was in front of them. So good win and great way to start the season.
And the next one, fins up, Sean, 26-14 Titans.
Yeah, look, you know my personal thoughts on the Dolphins, mate. They don't represent anywhere. They're not a team for anywhere, really. They're just the. But, you know, they had a good win. It was a strong team that they put out there and really trying to build some combinations. A lot of the new recruits looked quite good in Flegler and Farnsworth. Farnsworth scoring first try, which if you got on that, probably would have paid pretty well. The Titans, though, again, nothing really much to look into it, in my opinion. Des Hasler often does this with his trial teams. He'll just, you know, trying to lock down spots for people that are sort of on the edges. But, you know, it was good to watch the footy. Let's put it that way. It wasn't an awesome game, but it whet the appetite, so to speak.
All right. Well, you can put this one in your little black book for the end of the year, but I reckon Dolphins are in the top eight.
Maybe. But look, I just wanted to raise what my biggest concern of the round was, mate, and it was the amount of peroxide that must have been used in the off-season. So it was a great off-season with off-field incidents being low, but if the trade-off is a bunch of blokes running around with bleach blonde hair, I'm not here for it. I think let's bring back a few more smaller, minor incidents, nothing where people are harmed, but just leave the peroxide, the hair salon, and get on with some hard training, I think.
Let's let them know that. So let's have a look at what's coming up this weekend. And Friday, what do we got for the Friday lineup?
Friday, 5 p.m., we have the Rabbitohs versus the Roosters. Bit of a rivalry game, but with both teams going to Vegas, basically just playing third-grade teams. So even their Reggie's boys aren't getting a run in this one. They're heading over to Vegas. In fact, they're probably heading on the plane very shortly, so if not being over there already. So look, it's just a bunch of guys giving it a go. So it'd be fun to watch Stars of the Future, and we'll see what we get from it. After that, mate, we've got the Sharks versus the Bulldogs playing on Friday night as well at 7 p.m., which will be a genuine trial. So the rest of these games have basically named full-strength sides with everyone that's available and not injured getting a run. Saturday sees the Storm versus the Knights at 12:45. Also on this, yeah, you have four games on Saturday. So you've got the Warriors versus the Dolphins at 2:45 and then Manly versus the Broncos at 5 p.m. So both of those teams, again, going to Vegas as well. You know, Pat Carrigan and Adam Reynolds will be not catching any cabs and will be stuck in their dressing room or their hotel room, over in Vegas. But this one's similar to the Roosters and Rabbitohs game where it's basically just the guys that didn't get the opportunity to go to Vegas playing in it. And then closing off that Super Saturday, we've got Dragons versus the Tigers at 7 o'clock. Last two games of the round, we've got the Raiders taking on the Cowboys at 2 p.m. and the Titans versus the Eels at 4 p.m. So I think this round of trials, mate, will be a really good indicator for how the teams are going to perform this season. They've had a long off-season and they're naming full-strength teams. So other than those Vegas teams, it'd be great to see how the rest of the competition fares.
Well, I look forward to that, and I look forward to applying your 3 days of football, maybe getting quick with some yard work. Sean, thanks. Another great lineup for the weekend, and we'll catch up next week.
Sounds good, mate. Thanks for having me on, and I'll talk to you next week.